my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, good neighbor. How are you doing on this Tuesday? College days here on our campus, and I hope you'll pray for these young people as they seek God's will for their life. You know, we're one of many Bible colleges. We're on the radio with Bible colleges, and thank God for your great college. But if you're not a fundamental, independent, separated, temperamental, agitated fundamentalist, then that's not the school for you. Thank God for all of you today. I'm just so very grateful that you'd listen to the broadcast. We have the Revival Trio. They're such good people. They're all members of our church here. They're singing for us today. The Revival Trio is singing. Let's go ahead and have them sing right now.
There's a lighthouse on a hillside that overlooks life's sea. When I'm tossed, it sends out a light that I might see. And the light that shines in darkness now will safely lead me home. If it wasn't for the lighthouse, my ship would sail no more. Now everybody who lives around us, they say, tear that old lighthouse down. The big ships, they don't sail this way anymore. There's no use of it just standing round. Oh, but then my mind goes back to that story.
What a good song. What good people. Thank God for them, their faithfulness, their love for the Lord, all in Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, soul winning prayer meeting every Saturday night. Just wonderful, wonderful group. We have one more song. Then we're in First John today. chapter number 5. We're going to begin verse 7 and 8 tonight, today, 7 and 8. I hope that you get your Bibles ready. Let's have the quintet sing for us today, Jesus Passed By. There's a good song. I tell you what, when Jesus passed by my way, business picked up. Everything was new. Everything was changed. And I'm so thankful for the fact that he passed by.
A blind man was standing there by the way, and he cried to Jesus for mercy that day. Jesus commanded and gave him his sight, so he followed Jesus. And I'm sure he cried, Jesus passed by my way, and he made me whole that day. Just a sinner was I, but then Jesus passed by, and oh, what a change. Just like that blind man, I wandered along in the darkness of sin. I was always alone, but then I met him, and he made things right. And oh, what a difference since Jesus.
We serve a triune God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Chapter 5, verse 7, for there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word. Well, who is the Word? John 1 tells you the Word is Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost, and these three, their three persons are one. And there are three that bear witness on earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. These three agree in one. You know, in the Bible, God begins, listen to this, how God begins the Bible. In the beginning, God. In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. There's no trying to prove who God is. It's the Greek word Elohim. It's a Hebrew word, actually. Elohim. You have in our language singular and plural. Plural is two or more. That's not how it is in Hebrew. In the Hebrew language, it's singular, dual, and plural. And the Bible says, in the beginning, Elohim, God, plural. God the Father, God the Son, God the... Jesus was there at creation because he's God. In the beginning, God created. You know, it's an amazing thing. I believe it's the Mormons. They believe that Jesus is from Satan, and he's Satan's brother. And they believe in celestial, please forgive me for saying this, underwear. They believe in that. They have a lot of crazy ideas. Catholicism believes that you pray to Mary for your sins and for forgiveness. Well, that's not the Bible. There's one God and one mediator, a go-between between God and man. It's not Mary. It's the man, Christ Jesus. There's nothing in the Bible that says we pray to Mary. In fact, she said, my God and my Savior. She recognized she needed a Savior. She needed to get saved. What we call the Immaculate Conception and all, Immaculate without sin. No, she was a sinner needing a Savior. And she confessed it with her mouth. You know, purgatory is not in the Bible. Did you know that? It's not even the Bible. Did you realize the doctrine of indulgence, I think that was in 1500, they said, okay, let's let your good outweigh your bad. If you outweigh your bad with good deeds, you're going to make it to heaven. That's not Bible. That's not the Word of God. Stop going after the world with all this philosophy that I'm going to conjure up my own religion. I'm going to create my own religion. No, 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 you're not. God's word says that you and I ought to obey the word of God. And there are three that bear record in heaven. All three are instrumental. God the Father. We come to him in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in prayer. God the Father. God the Son. And he came to do the will of the Father. He submitted himself to God's will. And God the Holy Spirit. Are you being guided today by the Holy Spirit? I want to. It's my first prayer every day. It's been for years, decades. My first prayer every day is, Lord, please fill me. Lord, please let me live in faith. Lord, please let me fear your name. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13. I want to fear your name today. I want to have faith in your name today. And God, I want to be filled with the Spirit of God today in your name. I want that for my life, that I could glorify you, not myself, but glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. And thank God for all that he's done for us. Oh, I'm so grateful that there are three, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. And I want you to know today that you can't get a man saved until you realize that God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, all are active in his salvation. You know, when you get saved, the Holy Spirit comes and dwells within you. And that's why you can't sin anymore without getting convicted. A person years ago, I told you this a few months ago, years ago, a man came to my office, a new Christian, was doing well. He said, Pastor, and he swore, and he hung his head. He says, I don't know why I swore. And I said, I'll tell you what, it encourages me. He said, what? I said, yeah, because your attitude towards swearing, you immediately were convicted. That's an evidence that you're saved. I'll never forget it. He was so encouraged that God gave him evidence. That's the Holy Spirit convicting him. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. These three are one. Thank God for salvation. Father, I want to thank you for our listeners today. They're so great. And I pray that you would use everyone for your glory. God, please anoint us today with your fullness. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. May we glorify your name. We may lift your name, exalt your name, magnify your name is my prayer. For I ask this prayer in that lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.